The leader of Yemen's Ansarullah movement confirms the killing of the head of the group's Supreme Political Council, pledging revenge against Saudi Arabia. Abdulmalik al-Houthi said in a televised speech that Saleh al-Samad and six of his companions were targeted by three U.S.-Saudi airstrikes on Hodeidah Thursday. They had traveled to the western port city to meet some prominent political figures. Al-Houthi expressed regret over the death of Samad and described him as a strong and dignified leader. He said that Saleh al-Samad managed to lead Yemen through tough times of the blockade. Al-Houthi said that Saudi Arabia should bear the consequences of the killing and vowed to take revenge. The Ansarullah leader called on the Yemeni nation to hold a mass funeral for their slain leader. Political commentator Hossein Abu-Khaiti says that the assassination of Saleh Ali al-Samad shows Washington plays a key role in Saudi airstrikes on Yemen by providing intelligence to Riyadh.
To target the president, to show you that the entire Yemen is under the threat of the Saudi-led coalition. It's not only the poor civilians who are being targeted by the Saudi, but as well Ansarullah, the Houthi leaders, commanders, and high officials, and including Yemeni official, which was the head of the Supreme Court in Sana'a, Mr. Saleh al-Samad. We can consider this as an assassination, but Saleh al-Samad, he was the leader of Yemen facing the Saudi, so he was always under threat to be targeted by the Saudi. And we remember that the Saudi have declared many times before that they have targeted him, and they have lied many times. But this time, I think the intelligence that they have collected with the help of the United States and United Kingdom, we all know that Saudi Arabia cannot conduct any strike in any area in Yemen, especially like in Hodeidah, deep inside Yemen, only with the help and the intelligence that is provided by the United States and by the United Kingdom.
Political commentator Jason Onruhe says the killing by Saudi Arabia of the senior Ansarullah leader signals that Riyadh believes it is not successful on the ground.
I think that perhaps somewhere in the Saudi high command, somewhere in the higher ranks of the military, perhaps even the royal family itself, that they believe that this is turning into what's often described as a meat grinder. It can seem like a mindless throwing of manpower and firepower into something that isn't working, based on the hopes that the other side is going to give up. And something to spur an activity like that would be the assassination of someone who is as well, obviously, high ranking as the president himself. So I think this definitely does send a very clear message that Saudi Arabia is willing to continue with their hostile acts towards the country. They are not moved in the least by the suffering of the Yemeni people, the cholera outbreak, the endless amounts of people that have been killed as a result, and that this slaughter is definitely going to continue.